Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the VP of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, which again this year is listed as one of the nation's not only top 25 overall, but one of the top 10 digital community colleges in the entire country. And we lead off this week's show with Kim Harris. She's our e-learning coordinator here at Northeast. And first of all, Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Will. We're excited to be here to tell you more about the e-learning program and the exciting opportunities you have to get started with online classes.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on our show to talk about all those different options. And I know when it comes to online classes, you've had a good fall semester. That spring semester will be here before we know it. And there's so many benefits when it comes to taking classes online. And for those that want to do that, you can actually register for the spring semester right now.
That's right. So if you're currently a student, we kicked off priority registration this past Friday, and we continue this week. So if you have not got your schedule in yet, it's a good time to meet with your advisor, find out what needs you have, and get ready before the holidays so you'll have your schedule in and be ready to start fresh in 2019.
That's right, and those classes will begin on January 22nd. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. I know I touched just before briefly on all the benefits that online classes can provide, especially, you know, for some of those folks out there that are trying to combine family, their job, their education. These online classes are a perfect fit because they offer so much convenience and flexibility.
That's right. So if you're working full-time or you're a mom and you need to be at home, there's a lot of flexibility with online classes. You can take just one class at a time if you need to, or take a full load depending on how your schedule fits best for you. But Northeast does offer a variety of programs, both career and technical and academic classes. We offer over 100 classes each semester with over 30 programs, and it could be anything from business administration to elementary education, many, many different concentration areas that where you could actually obtain your degree online. And this is mostly part because we're part of a consortium. So Northeast offers classes full-time, and we also are part of the state's consortium. So if we're not offering class, Hines or Holmes might have a class that you need that would allow us to extend your schedule even more to offer that flexibility to be online.
Yeah, that sounds great. Lots of options. And so it doesn't matter if you're a new student or thinking about getting back to working on your degree or starting a degree later in life, it's not too late. And what better gift for this holiday season to give the gift of education?
That's right. With a new year, we always look at a time to fresh start, for a fresh start or to start new. So 2019 is your year to get your education and get started here at Northeast. So if you're not a student now, we'll begin registration after Thanksgiving break for those that have not been admitted to the college or looking to get admitted. It's that time to get your admission process started. So after Thanksgiving, before the holidays and Christmas break, you'll be ready for the new year and be able to get registered with classes.
Now, our spring classes are offered in two different formats. Is that correct?
That's right. We have two formats. We have a short term, which is more condensed. It's a little more intense, but if you're wanting to work only during an eight-week period that fits in your schedule, or if you're wanting to get a couple of classes in a semester, those eight-week classes are best for you. We also offer the typical schedule that most people are used to in a 15-week, what we call a full-term session. So we always have classes that start in January as a full-term and a short-term, and then midway through we'll start with that second section that we call a short-term two session.
Okay. So now you got the information out there. We're going to talk about dates in just a moment, but to become an online student, your first step is to submit an application.
That's right. So if you go to the Northeast website, there is an application and instructions, as well as the admissions office, of course, is always available to you if you need help with getting started. But get that application turned in online, and you'll get a notice once you're admitted. And then you'll get to work with an advisor, and as well as the e-learning office will be glad to help you get started, get those classes registered, so you're ready for 2019.
Well, speaking of 2019, let's give the folks listening out there the dates for the class. For this spring semester that's coming up.
Okay, so for our full-term and short-term classes, they start Tuesday, January 22nd, so that's right after our holidays while we're starting on a Tuesday. Your short-term first session will run Tuesday, January 22nd through Friday, March 15th. And then your full-term, that 15-week session, will start on January 22nd, again on a Tuesday, and end on Friday, May 3rd. And then our section that starts in the middle will start right after spring break. We'll start on Monday, March 18th, and end on Friday, May 10th. So you have plenty of time to get in a flexible schedule and get started with your online classes.
That sounds terrific. Flexibility, convenience, of course. All of our classes at Northeast are affordable, including all of our online options. And if anybody has any more questions, they might have a concern, what's the best way they can reach out to you and your staff?
That's right. They can reach out to us either by phone at 662-720-7193 or Canvas at nemcc.edu. We'll reach our offices and we'll be glad to assist.
Well, I'll tell you what, Thanksgiving is coming up. We are so thankful for so many different things here at Northeast, including having you, Kim, leading our e-learning program. Keep up the great work. Send our best to your host staff, and we'll get you on an upcoming Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will. We appreciate you having us on.
It is hard to believe that the end of the semester is upon us. This will be our last Tiger Talk podcast before Thanksgiving, just our third to last before taking a hiatus for the Christmas holidays. So make sure you tune in to see what exciting new guests we have and also what we have in store for 2019. As clubs and organizations get ready for their busy spring semester, we've got a bevy of fundraisers going on around campus that people can take part in. Northeast Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society will finish out their fall cheese sale fundraiser tomorrow as the cheese is being delivered just in time for the Thanksgiving holidays. For those that order cheese, please see your respective PTK member to pick up your order. Northeast baseball team has opened its team shop on BSN Sports and is currently selling officially licensed Northeast baseball gear. For more information about the sale, see head coach Richie Harrelson or visit bsnteamsports.com and enter the code capital N, capital E, lowercase TIGERSBSB to access the store. Jeff Melson and the 3D Drafting and Design Organization is selling chances on a 45-quart Yeti cooler. Chances are 1 for 5, 3 for 10, or 10 for $20. The drawing will be held on November 29th. Northeast Hospitality DECA chapter currently taking orders for a pair of things that would make great Christmas gifts. The organization is selling a Rata culinary knife for $6 and a Rata vegetable peeler for $8 and are even offering to gift wrap the presents for you for an additional fee. The Culinary Arts Committee is currently selling Pura Vita bracelets as a fundraiser for that committee. Bracelets are one for $10, two for $18, and three for $24. See Morgan Kramer in Patterson Hall if you wish to purchase a bracelet. They can accept exact cash payments, checks, or Venmo payment for the order. Northeast Cultural Arts Committee will also set up at the November 27th basketball game against Arkansas Baptist College to help sell their Pura Vita bracelets to a wider audience. Speaking of that November 27th basketball game, it's going to be a special night for all of us, including our president, Ricky G. Ford, as the court at Bonner Arnold Coliseum is going to be named after him. Ford, who spent 30 years on the sidelines in Bonner Arnold Coliseum as the women's basketball coach, will see the court named in his honor during a ceremony in between the women and men's contests. Also on that night, Cord Wright's Little Dribblers will be putting on their exhibition. These boys and girls have been dedicating their Saturdays to enhancing their basketball skills and will be putting on an exhibition between the women and men's game as well. Congratulations are in order for the Division of Social, Behavioral, and Applied Sciences instructor Robbie Rogers Coleman and engineering major Trevin Moore. Both have been named to the Higher Education Appreciation Day Working for Academic Excellence, otherwise known as HEDWAY, for their contributions to the college as an instructor and a student, respectively. A couple of programming notes. The Northeast Tiger Apprenticeship Signing Day event will happen at 9 a.m. on November 28th. This event is where students in our Division of Business and Engineering Technology make their choices known for what company they will be interning with for the upcoming year or semester. This event is fashioned after National Signing Day for football, and it'll give our Division of Business and Engineering Technology a chance to make their choices of internships known in an exciting fashion. One basketball change to announce. We will no longer be playing men's only game against Gulf Coast Prep on December 11th. Instead of playing the Sharks, we will now be playing Georgia Highlands BBC on December 10th at 7:30. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. This past Sunday, it was Veterans Day. Of course, it was observed yesterday. So we've got a little veterans theme on this week's show. Of course, all of us at Northeast are so appreciative of all the veterans that have and are currently folks in the military serving to protect our great country. Joining us in this segment is Alec Coates. He's a Boonville High School grad, spent 5 years in the Air Force. And first of all, Alec, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on.
Well, we're glad to kind of tell your story. We just mentioned you're a Boonville High grad, then you go into the Air Force right out of high school, spent 5 years in the Air Force, now transitioning to the Air Force Reserve in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes, sir. I graduated in May, and I joined the Air Force in August, went to basic, and I was in for 5 years. I was an aircraft maintainer the whole time, and I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina. Really enjoyed my time down there.
How about that? And, of course, then you have a daughter. And right now I know you're a single parent, 100% custody of Ivy Drew. She's a part of the Northeast Child Care here on campus. So now bring us going forward. You've got a daughter. You're trying to combine family, work, and school. Talk about how Northeast fit into the equation.
Yeah, so she's been going to the child care center for, this will be her second year. We've really enjoyed it, you know. They allow us to come down there and, you know, go to field trips to the pumpkin patch and stuff like that. So we really enjoy it down there, and I think she enjoys it too.
Well, I tell you what, the folks at our Northeast Child Care, they do a terrific job. No question about that. And I mentioned that you are working. In fact, you're working in the Student Success Center here on the Northeast Boonville campus. I know a lot of students are taking advantage of that new Success Center that we have.
Oh, yes, sir. We stay really busy down there. People coming in and out of the tutoring lab, the writing center, the co-lab. I mean, it's really great. They fixed it up nice down there.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice place, and I'm so glad that the students are taking advantage of that Student Success Center. So how are you combining everything between taking care of your daughter, your full-time student, you're working, and by the way, I understand that you just declared that you want to go into engineering. So how are you doing all that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really made it easy that I get to work, you know, right across the road from where my daughter's going to the child care center at, and I finish up and she gets out of, you know, daycare at the same time. So it's really made a good transition for us.
Sure. And I think that's that convenience is very important. Okay, so you're an engineering major. You're just completing your first semester here at Northeast. What's been the experience like in the classroom here in this first semester, Alec?
Well, I've always wanted to be an engineering major, but you know, since I've been in class, it's really gave me the confidence. It's been, all the teachers are so helpful, and it's really given me the confidence that I can, you know, get this degree. I was a little nervous about it at first, but, you know, I'm really excited to get going.
That's great. Well, we do have caring faculty. There's no question about that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Someone like yourself going back to school, that's having that hand held, if you will.
Yeah.
Is comforting.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely, that was one thing that I was nervous about, being out for 5 years, but, I mean, it was like I was never, you know, there was never a gap.
That's awesome. All right, going forward, what about some goals? What are you looking down the road?
Well, you know, 5-6 years from now, I want to be in a, you know, a career in engineering, you know, have a good job and, you know, maybe be around here, maybe move out of the local area. I'm not sure yet. I like Mississippi, you know, that's why I came back. You know, I miss being home, so I'm just really looking forward to getting through my education.
Well, we're so thankful that you're here. Of course, Thanksgiving next week. I know you have a lot to be thankful for, and so we just want to wish you all the best. Appreciate your time coming in here and telling your story and kind of maybe inspiring some other folks that want to try to come back to school, because Northeast is a viable option.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've been so helpful, everybody, just the whole process getting going. It was really, really good.
All the best.
Thank you.
As for what's coming up, it's another big day in Tigerland as multiple events dot the schedule. Northeast Associate Degree Nursing students will meet in the Claude Wright Room in the Haney Union after lunch for their monthly professional development meeting. Northeast Iota Zeta chapter of the PTK Honor Society will follow the associate degree students in the Claude Wright Room at 2:10. Northeast Honors Institute will hold its open forum at 5 to 7 in the Honors Lounge on the second floor of Cartwright Hall as members of the Honors Institute present the research that they've been working on to meet parts of the honors requirement for the semester. This will also give them a chance to hone their presentation skills as they prepare to present their honors presentations to professional groups and organizations. Northeast Parade of Beauties will kick off tonight in the Seth Pounds Auditorium at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Northeast Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa will hold its cheese fundraiser pickup in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union. For those that order cheese, contact your individual PTK member to arrange pickup. We also have a baseball signing at 2 on Wednesday as one of our Tiger baseball players makes his choice for where he wants to finish out his collegiate career. Thursday, it's another busy day in Tigerland as the students close out the week and head into Thanksgiving break. Northeast Child Care will hold its annual Thanksgiving dinner in the Child Care at 11 a.m. as students of the Child Care and their parents come together for a Thanksgiving dinner before heading into Thanksgiving break. Brenda Mays' Lady Tigers will be in action at the Northwest Tri-States Classic in Senatobia. The Lady Tigers will take on Mineral Area out of Missouri at 1 o'clock. Cord Wright's Tigers will occupy Bonner Arnold Coliseum that night as the Tigers play host to Martin Methodist University's Junior Varsity at 7 p.m. for a men-only contest. Then on Friday, Brenda Mays and her Lady Tigers wrap up action in Senatobia as they take on Snead State out of Alabama at 10 a.m. Northeast basketball team will be in action over the Thanksgiving holidays as well. Cord Wright and crew will be taking part in the Mississippi Gulf Coast Thanksgiving Classic down in Perkinston. The Tigers take on Southern University at Shreveport on November 19th before turning the trick against Baton Rouge, Louisiana on November 20th. Brenda Mays' Lady Tigers will be on the road at Shelton State in Alabama on November 20th before heading into the Thanksgiving break. And with that, we head into the Thanksgiving break ourselves. Special thanks to Michael H. Miller, who makes sure the turkey is cooked to perfection each week. So for Kim Harris and Alec Coates, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thank you for listening. We'll catch you on our next edition of Tiger Talk. That'll be on Tuesday, November 27th.